potatoes, radishes, kale, mustard, some other stuff.
Walking through the one-acre garden plot in a field above the dormitory where he will live for 6 months, 14-year-old Sterling proudly lists off the vegetables he'll be planting once the ground warms up enough. There's a row of fruit tree saplings at the edge of the garden plot. Jenica Skaug from the nonprofit group Community Groundworks is teaching a group of teens how to prune the branches.
There we go.
Can I cut this one?
Nope, that's a good one. We want to leave that one. We want to just look for anything that's broken or dead or crossing each other. And this one might not
this
actually
one, this
have
one
any.
This one is crossing.
It might, but I think we can leave
this
it till
one,
next
this one,
year.
This one will grow to all up here.
Let's wait till next year. I think this tree actually might be pretty good. I don't think we need to do
what
much else
this
on
right
this
here?
Tree.
This time of year, much of the agri-science curriculum the Grow Academy uses is taught in the classroom, where students have built platforms out of old bunk beds and mounted grow lights for getting onions and pea seedlings started. Pointing to a large calendar on the wall, Skaug says it's also where they're taught when to plant what.
What does the average last frost date mean? So the last day that we would expect to have a frost in Madison. So some things we can plant before the frost, and some things we have to wait until after that last frost. And then they had to kind of put it together like a puzzle based on this date. And they got where everything is. And then as we do things, we've been crossing them off and writing the actual date that we did things.
It's a hands-on approach to teaching math and science skills. Kate Elvidge, the regional director for juvenile corrections, says it's based on research done on the effectiveness of horticulture therapy.
A lot of these kids, they don't function well in traditional classrooms where it's lecture style. And so they tend to learn more by doing things.
And Elvidge says it appears to be working well.
When you see them planting the seeds, they grumble about it, and because it's work. But then when they see the plants start growing and their fruits start coming, they're really actually proud of what they're doing. And when we have tours in the summer, they're right out there at their garden, you know, showing off what they've planted, what they're growing. When their families come, they're able to harvest things.
Elvidge says the garden is also used to teach nutrition and cooking skills. Last month, the 8 students in the program held an Iron Chef-style contest to see who could cook the best dinner, incorporating some of the produce from the garden. The program also includes field trips to commercial kitchens to learn skills that might lead to a food service job.
Many of them return to this community, so to be able to make those connections with potential employers of places that they're gaining experience from here is really a benefit.
And there's also a restorative justice component. Each week, Academy students serve a meal to the homeless at a local food pantry.
We feel like it's a good opportunity, a good exposure for them, and a chance for them to give back to the community. And so all of these activities really are them practicing to show people that they don't have to be incarcerated, that they can, you know, choose a different path when they leave here.
The Academy is only in its second year, but already they have plans to sell some of the produce from the garden at one of Madison's farmers markets this year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.